the Public News Service DOA Newscast, July the 28th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Over a half million folks in Georgia stand to lose their Medicaid coverage this year. That's due to a review prompted by the termination of pandemic continuous coverage protections. Shantia Hudson has more on how people can stay covered.
As a result of recent federal changes, Georgia has to reevaluate the eligibility of about 2.7 million Medicaid and Peach Care for Kids recipients. While many people may no longer meet the requirements for Medicaid, Marcus Robinson with UnitedHealthcare says it's important for people to respond to requests for information, as not doing so could result in a loss of coverage.
Sometimes communication to Medicaid members can be challenging, change of addresses, and getting in contact with them. So someone may actually lose Medicaid coverage through redetermination and not know it for some time.
Residents who need to update their contact information can log into their Georgia Gateway account at gateway.ga.gov.
Residents in Georgia will also receive a letter that refers them to the federal aid facilitated marketplace for other health care options. Now from CNN, Special Counsel Jack Smith Thursday brought additional charges against former President Donald Trump in the case alleging mishandling of classified documents. Trump is already facing 37 criminal charges, and he was charged with one additional count of willful retention of national defense information and two additional obstruction counts. CNN notes that new charges were also filed against Trump's aide, Walt Nata, and Mar-a-Lago maintenance worker Carlos de Oliveira, who was added to the case. Americans' confidence in major U.S. institutions, including higher education, has fallen in recent years, but Texas is trying to win it back.
About 66,000 fewer Texas students enrolled at colleges and universities in fall 2022 than before the COVID-19 pandemic. One theory is that an increase in high-paying jobs has left many Texans wondering if a college degree is worth the cost. Harrison Keller with the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board says the country's needs have changed and institutions need to adapt.
This is a time in American history when the design of most of these institutions doesn't align very well with the needs of our workforce and the needs of our population. So there's a disconnect there.
A recent Gallup poll shows Americans' confidence in higher education has dropped to 36%, sharply lower than 57% in 2015. I'm Roz Brown.
A report from the Texas Workforce Commission shows about 90% of new jobs will require education and training beyond high school. This is Public News Service. Virginia Commonwealth University cleaners have won their first union contract. Along with 12 additional paid days off, the school's janitorial staff will also receive a pay increase.
Under the contract, their pay will increase from $12 to $15 immediately, and over the next 2 years, they'll get 65-cent increases to bring their pay to just over $16 an hour. Angela Arrington, a lead cleaner at VCU, describes how this contract benefits workers.
I think we'll be able to keep more people on our team with the pay raises. We got 401, we're going to be having health insurance, we're going to have their vacation, there's some sick time, and that's going to help a lot as well.
She describes the negotiation not as arduous as some have been. The cleaning staff will also gain some protections in case of discipline and termination, as well as a grievance and arbitration process for settling disputes. The contract applies to workers at VCU's Monroe Park, MCV, Medical College, and undergraduate campuses. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And Sunday is the World Day Against Trafficking in Humans. In Iowa, state officials are calling on residents to do more to help.
Reports of trafficking are up, and so is the prevalence of the crime. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says Iowa isn't alone in seeing a dramatic increase in human trafficking cases. Pate's office started asking employers to get involved in identifying traffickers and their victims through the Iowa Business Against Trafficking Program. But Pate adds, no matter how vigilant officials are, it is hard to keep up with ever-changing online platforms.
With the internet and social media, they can move around with a lot of cloak and dagger, if you will, because it's very hard for law enforcement to track them all down. But it's also the way they recruit the people into trafficking. They prey on these people. They convince some of these folks that they're their best friend.
I'm Mark Moran.
Finally, Eric Taganoff lets us know murals across the country are celebrating 50 years of the Endangered Species Act.
Congress passed the legislation in 1973 to protect wildlife from extinction. 5 decades on, Allie Fisher with Oregon Wild says the law continues to do that. She says the climate crisis gets a lot of attention, but the globe is also experiencing a biodiversity crisis.
This mural is really significant. It is really showing our commitment to defending the Endangered Species Act and taking a stand against extinction.
The Endangered Species Act has helped save 99% of listed species, according to the Interior Department. The Endangered Species Coalition is hosting the National Mural Project for the Act. The mural in Oregon is in Portland's Pearl District and opens on Thursday.
Congress passed that legislation back in 1973 to protect wildlife from extinction. This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.